Cyberspace devotee has a battle with anger, a fiery temper, but he holds it all in. And some people see it, but others do not. What do you do about this kind of anger? Suppressing the anger is good for people around you. They don't have to experience what you're experiencing, except maybe a few, but not at all good for you. Even though that some people may not know that you're angry, the most important thing is you do. Obviously, your subconscious mind is not adjusted to Sanatana Dharma principles of karma, reincarnation, and the existence of God everywhere. Obviously, your subconscious mind is not adjusted to basic principle of ahimsa, not hurting anyone, even yourself, physically, mentally, emotionally, and the basic principle of the whole world is our family. Obviously, you are totally adjusted to the Western thinking, maybe existentialism, some of the Western religions, that you're fighting your way through life. Some things are good and other things that happen to you, you blame others. We have three states of basic mind substance, superconscious or intuition, the external conscious mind, and the instinctive mind. There are consequences to all actions. The consequence to anger is don't eat the next meal. Simple as that. Control the instinctive mind, the animal instinct within. A question from Brazil, from a cyberspace cadet, asking the question, sometimes two people have had a long relationship. They want to end their relationship. The families get along, they get along, and they want to remain friends. What is the best way of ending a relationship of this kind? Well, if a couple's not meant for each other, obviously, they wouldn't have had a relationship in the first place. Especially, and most especially, a long-term relationship, which indicates intellectually they were compatible, probably had similar interests. If their two families of the boy and girl are congenial, obviously the families are expected the relationship to end in a marriage. There are six forms of marriage in Sanatana Dharma, and one is simply that if the relationship has produced sexual relationships between the two, they're already married. True, they can not want to face various difficulties within one another's nature and want to end the relationship. But the pain that follows will last for a long, long time.